This is a quick one, but I've given this advice to a few people in the past couple of weeks, and I thought you might be interested to hear it. I was an RA at my university, and my school had some very strong opinions about what RAs should know. They actually made you take an entire semester-long class before you became an RA. In each of these classes, they would bring in some lecturer who would talk about some subject, and if I'm being honest with you, I don't remember most of them. But there was this one that was really, really interesting that I remember years later and that shaped the way I approach my life. A counselor from the counseling center came in to talk about conflict resolution, which as you might imagine is a very useful thing for RAs to learn about. He describes an approach to conflict resolution by way of a very Texas analogy. He says, "Oftentimes, we think of conflict like this," and pulls his wallet out of his pocket, holding it up in front of his chest between him and an imaginary party with which he is at conflict. We take it out, we place it in between the person with whom we are in conflict, and then we pull out our gun. And at this point, he makes a little gun gesture with his hand, pointed at his wallet, and pretends to shoot it multiple times. We start shooting at the wallet, trying to fix the problem. But what's happening in the process is that we're blowing holes in each other. What we can do, he says, moving his arm to the side, is move the wallet out from between the two of us off to the side. Now you can see, we can each point our guns at the wallet and not worry about accidentally hurting each other. Once it's off to the side, it's very easy to blow this thing away. We've got two guns. And this way, we avoid blowing holes in each other in the process. Now, admittedly, this is a simple analogy, and it's definitely not the end-all be-all answer to conflict resolution, but I found it to be a super useful way to think about this. The biggest question I have about applying this thought is, in real, practical terms, how do we take that wallet and push it to the side? The most useful and practical way I have found to do this so far is starting the conversation with some way of connecting with the other person. So if you're in conflict with someone on your team, you start the conversation saying, "Hey, we all want our team to be successful, we all want our team to ship great software, and we all have different ways of thinking about the best way to do this. But once we're on the same page, we can talk more clearly about how to achieve this goal." Like I said, this is just a quick thought, but I'm hoping it's a useful mental model to carry with you in the coming weeks. If you've got any advice on conflict resolution, I would love to hear it. My email address is podcast@samueltaylor.org, or reach me on Twitter, where I'm @SamuelDataT. Have a great rest of your day.